From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been digging. One of the reasons for having governing structures is to ensure the equal access to the services that are provided. For decades, there has been a developing framework to ensure that radio and like services are available to users who can range from the military first response services, commercial entities, and even the lowly experimenter and hobbyist. It has worked reasonably well in ensuring that interference is minimised and the use of the various spectrum allocations exist in harmony. That is until commercial imperatives intervene, and then friction occurs. For instance, it went to court and was found that importing non-type approved equipment was valid in this country, but that selling it was not. Standards have been agreed to ensure devices which were designed for other uses did not radiate electrical noise, which broke through into approved services. Well, if the road to hell is paved with good intentions, a lot of them must have been gold-plated. Many will remember the struggle to quiet the hash from the early personal computers, and electronics magazines and retailers had projects and kits for various filters to keep the mains wiring from spreading the noise. Since then, there has been an increase in the number of standards applying to equipment to ensure electromagnetic compatibility. But there seems to have been a manifold increase in the devices being installed that either carry false certification or have none at all. Some time ago, I spoke of the issue that the US Coast Guard had and the instruction to turn off the onboard LED lights to reduce interference to necessary communications equipment. As the changing technology spreads, those of us who are surrounded with solar photovoltaics know only too well how many of these installations would fail EMC requirements if they were ever checked. In most cases, it is not the technology that is failing, but the processes of ensuring the proper filtering is built in. I can remember looking at consumer-grade goods where there were multiple places for components that had never been inserted. The units submitted for certification were obviously completely populated, but the production runs that hit the Main Street retailer shelves had the hash filtering conveniently omitted. Now we see a movement in the USA to retain the use of the AM broadcast receiver in electric vehicles. Why? The hash generated by the EV's own systems wipes out reception. I haven't caught up on how far into the HF spectrum this interference extends, but there are many users of short waves, including shipping, military and aeronautical installations. So in other words, it is not just we non-commercial and hobbyist users who could be severely impacted, but many others who ensure safety of life as well. The issue of EMC seems to be more a paper shuffling exercise and less of a practical one, and I just wonder why we spend the time and money to send delegations to the international bodies that set up the guidelines. Saving money at the expense of life has never been an excuse to me. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.